Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. Before I get into today's podcast, I want to introduce a new concept, and that is that listeners, whoever you may be, can leave me an audio email, and that audio email can be introduced as part of the show. So, for example, if you're going to leave a psychological question you want answered that I could answer with a generalized response that might help a lot of people, you could leave me an audio email and I will make it part of the show if I have your consent. We could do it anonymously. I don't really care. But if you give me the consent, I will put it on the show and I will, you know, formulate the show around that one particular question. And to do that, what you need to do is call 206-338-3685. Okay. Now that the business end is done. Today's podcast is really about an issue that shows up in my office almost daily, and that is the issue of what is appropriate parenting. And you may be a parent and this will help, or you may plan someday on being a parent and this may help. So here's my philosophy in a nutshell. Parenting on paper looks rather simple. All you really have to do is be an adequate parent. You don't have to be the best parent, because there's no data to suggest that anything more than adequate is what we need. And you have to provide four essential things: a safe home environment, food, clothing, and an education. And that's really it. Anything above that is kind of a fringe benefit. So to do that, all you have to do is, you know, keep your kids safe, feed them, clothe them, and send them to school. And you want to be involved with school because that's important to them in terms of their futures. And the underlying theme of parenting is all you're really doing is training your children to be independent, functioning adults. That's what your job is. And to do that, I believe, you need to give them the formulations and underpinnings so that they know what is appropriate behavior and they know that there are consequences to their decisions. And to do that, we don't come up with punishments for negative behaviors. I believe you need to come up with rational and reasonable consequences. You have to use a little logic here and think, if your child was another adult and they performed the behavior that they did, what would be the result? And so let me give you the classic example. In your day, if there's somebody who's just torturing you all day, nagging at you, causing you grief, causing you problems all day, and then at the very end of the workday say, by the way, can you do me a favor and give me a lift home? I would suggest the answer for most people would be no. But at home, if your child just tortured you all day and then around 8 o'clock said, Mom or Dad, I have a project due tomorrow and I need oak tag. Can you run to the store for me and get the oak tag? And you know what? Most parents would. But as they're driving to the store, in the car, they're muttering under their breath saying, I can't believe I'm doing this. This kid tortured me all day and I'm saving him or her again. And my logic is, you're not saving your child. All you're doing is perpetuating a belief that their behavior doesn't matter. My logic would be, you know what, kid? Too bad. Go to school. Face the consequences. You were nasty to me all day. I don't need to now knock myself out. Good luck tomorrow. That would be a better lesson. All right. So what I'm suggesting is think very carefully about what your goal is as a parent and think about not how can I hurt this kid if my kid does something wrong, but how can I teach them that there are the decisions they make yield consequences. And again, the other piece is that there can be positive consequences. And so if your child acts in a mature, responsible manner, you would tend to give them more privileges and more breaks. And that's the way it should go. So again, this is Dr. Gurr, and you can see more of me on my website, or you can give me a call at 206-338-3685. Bye-bye.